Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, we got a great third hour in store for you. Our man George Wrighster, sometimes known as George Wrongster. He is a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. My man will be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk NFL and maybe even more. He's versatile. He can talk NBA too, so we'll have some fun with him at the bottom of this hour. But before we get into our topic, I'm going to bring my man, DJ Alex Teichert, on because he had something to say about that Chop Talk as far as who is the biggest, baddest media, sports media personality out there. And he wanted to say it. So we ran out of time, but I'm going to give him his time right now.
CB, you know I've worked with a handful of great people in my career here. I've done so much since I've been full-time, and it kind of came to me. I was thinking to myself, who is the best, who has done it the most, who's most versatile person, right, CB? And it came to me. I work with this guy almost every day, pretty much, unless he takes vacations. I'm always there. I do my best for him, and you know I got to go with him, CB. It's my man, Colin Cowherd. That's right. That's the guy that I have to say is definitely the one that's always versatile.
Wow, you just hurt me. You cut me to the quick. Wow.
I was like, is he going to say me? Is he going to say Rob? I know he's not going to say one of us.
Well,
I knew
Rob, it wasn't me.
What do you mean? He's saying one of us.
It wasn't me because he said he takes vacations.
Oh, that's
so
right.
It ain't me. Right. I knew it was had to be you, I thought.
I knew he was not going to choose one of us. So, that makes sense. But, hey, Colin's another one who's
big.
He's another one who's very big, obviously. So,
I thought you were going to bite harder on that, CB.
Colin Cowherd. Now, I know you meant
you know.
Inside.
You know. You can't say you know.
I know. Anyway, all right, Rob, we talked about it a little bit with Eddie House about Dr. J. And let me just read, Rob G., yeah, but I'm going to give Dr. J's, does he give his teams? His sound is on LeBron, so I'm going to give his teams. He was on Chris Haynes' podcast called Post It Up, and the sound of the teams you have? Okay, so he was asked on Chris Haynes, Fox Sports 1 NBA analyst, on his podcast Post It Up, asked Dr. J about his first two starting five. So his all-time starting fives, first team and second team. And here's what the doctor said.
My first team is like Oscar Robertson and Jerry West. And I got Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, and Elgin Baylor. You know, that second team, the Magic, Michael, Larry, Karl Malone, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, those guys, they would be my second team. And a lot of people would argue that it's LeBron. Nobody, I mean, you know, it's crazy to kind of pick them on the third team.
All right. So first I'll say this, Rob, and this isn't really the controversial part, but Dr. J's teams obviously were about eras. So his first team, if you look at it, he never played against any of those guys. His first team was guys he grew up watching. All of them. He never played against any of those guys. Now, some of it's that he was in the ABA, and I don't know if they played an exhibition game or something because ABA and NBA would do that. But, right. You know, he never played, you know, an official game against any of those guys.
You know that people listening going, what's the ABA? You know that, Chris.
It was like the NBA is now, right, Rob? It was more of a precursor than the NBA back then. And then his second team, Rob, was guys he played against. Now, Jordan and Karl Malone are the youngest on his team, and they were coming into the league as he was leaving it. But he did play a little against both of those, I believe. So that's where it was. I mean, he didn't, you know, Shaq. Not only is LeBron missing, Shaq's missing. Kobe's missing, Steph's missing, Tim Duncan's missing, you know? So Olajuwon, I don't think he said Olajuwon either.
No, I didn't hear his name either, right?
Yeah, so I think that's it. But it what was more controversial was why he said he didn't have LeBron. Or do we have the sound of that, Rob G? Why he said he... Okay, here it is.
The guy who has led the charge in terms of super teams being put together. You know, when he put together a team in Miami, he basically put the team together in Cleveland as well, and put together a team in Los Angeles. So he could pick his own team. I ain't gonna pick his team. So I ain't saying nothing bad about LeBron.
Yeah, I'm saying LeBron would argue, because I know he would probably come back to me, but he will argue that these super teams always existed. If you look at all the championship teams, they've always had 2, 3, or even sometimes 4 all-stars.
They would draft the players more picking their own teams.
All right, go. I know you want to get on this, Rob. So
I mean, I get it. I don't think I know everybody will say it's just hate. Everybody hates LeBron or whatever. I just think that in that era, and we talk about it, there was a thing about competition. I just think that this is the AAU mentality. People want to play on the same team and beat nobody and beat their chest. And it just wasn't like that. It doesn't mean that what people feel good about, that's why LeBron to this day still feels like he has to prove something. Or after they won the championship,
well, he said,
where's my damn respect? Why did he have to ask for respect, Chris? If you're winning and you're putting up these great numbers and you're arguably one of the greatest players forever, why do you have to ask for respect? Because he knows that there are some people out there that no matter what will never acknowledge him fully because of the way he went about it. It's not that free agents going places didn't happen before, but it wasn't LeBron who was the Norma Ray of the NBA and he was trying to, you know, have players get free rights, or he was Kurt Flood, or showing people a different way. He was trying to stack the deck for himself. This wasn't about player empowerment for the league. It was about, I'm in Cleveland. I don't want to be Charles Barkley. I'm the one who has a tattoo, the chosen one on my back. I can't go out and not win a championship. So I'm going to give up on myself and go team with other guys. And when he sat there in Miami and they had the confetti coming down and the balloons and the dancing girls, and he was going, not one, not two, not three. He meant that.
Not two.
That wasn't a joke. He meant that. He really thought he had constructed a team was going to win the next 10 championships. That's what he thought when he did it. He thought he had figured everybody out. He had outsmarted everybody. And it didn't work out that way.
Right. They only won two out of four.
But am I right when he was saying that, Chris? He wasn't joking.
Rob, that night, I remember vividly, as you know, I was front and center on that coverage. And that night on SportsCenter, I remember talking about it. If you had told me they're going to win two of the next four championships, I would have thought you were crazy. I would have thought they're going to win at least three. At least three of the four championships. And maybe all four.
They went to all four, Chris. They went to four championships in a row.
And they should have. They were better than Dallas. And LeBron didn't play his game.
Dirk played big. And Dirk made unbelievable shots.
Jason Terry played as big as Dirk.
Yeah. But I mean, he wasn't like a superstar to make big shots.
LeBron, they should have won that series. You know that. LeBron was not himself in those last. Once they went up 2-1, he just faded. And they should have won that series. But they didn't. That's all that matters is they didn't win it.
And then they lost to the Spurs. They could have easily. Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, Chris. They might have won one. I mean,
well, here's the thing, though.
That's how big that shot was for LeBron.
Yeah, but you know this, the Spurs, knowing they gave away that series with the missed free throws and then Ray hits that shot, their whole mentality coming back that next year was beat Miami in the finals. They wanted to win the championship, obviously, but they wanted Miami. And no, they
knew they gave that away. I mean,
right. So my point is, had they won that year in 2015, was it 2013? They wouldn't have had that same drive.
Oh, I don't know if they would have not won. Right.
Well, they would have been a great team, but I just think, you know, you never know how things are affected. So I'm not going to say that they wouldn't have won it, but yeah, they could have lost that third year. But here's what I say, LeBron, he did not start the super teams. He started the player generated super teams, and I agree with you, Rob. LeBron did not have this master plan of players are getting screwed. I'm going to set the tone and show players how to take control of their own destiny. He did it for himself. And the residual effect, right, was that other players began doing it. So I agree with, but he did start it. I don't know that Rosa Parks was looking to start the civil rights movement, not to compare it, but you know,
She was tired from working all day.
Right. She was like, look, I'm sitting down.
I paid my fare. I'm sitting down. Right. That's what she said.
You know, so he started it, even though that I don't believe that was his intention. And Rob, here's the thing. I've been that night he went to Miami and that day Kevin Durant went to Golden State. I was one of the few in the media, one of those prominent media voices who was not criticizing him. I said, LeBron James, we always say, all they care about is money. They don't care about winning. Well, he's taking less money to go win. Oh, all they care, they just want to be the man. They don't care about what. Well, he's giving up being the king to be one of, at that time, they were being called three kings. So he gave up ego. So I was like, this is what we say we want dudes to do. He wants to win. But I agree with you, Rob, that I'm not critical of the super teams. I'm not critical of Brooklyn, what they're doing now. But it is, if you had to choose, it just is more noble to win with the deck that you have been dealt than to stack the deck. And LeBron has. He stacked the deck in Miami. He tried to stack it in Cleveland. He somewhat stacked it in L.A. And Durant stacked it in Golden State. And Durant is stacking it now in Brooklyn. So it is a little different than this. This is what I got. I'm going to war with. And we're going to win or lose. But this is what I'll throw at you, Rob. What if they don't win? If LeBron James stayed in Cleveland from the get-go and had two championships, he would not be viewed as the second best player by many. I'd say most people. He wouldn't be in the GOAT conversation.
Oh, I don't know. With
two
numbers
championships,
that he
there's yep, no with, way.
If
there's
he was 2-0 with the numbers he has.
Well, 2-0,
Chris,
and 0, what if he was 2-1, 2-2?
I'm just saying.
There's no way, Rob. Two finals appearances?
How could he be in it with six losses? How could he be in it with six losses?
Because he's won four.
But he's lost six, Chris.
He's won four.
That doesn't make any sense. If he was 2-0,
you've been to 10.
He's the all-time leading scorer, and he has all these other records, he's a stat machine.
Will Chamberlain did that. Will Chamberlain won two championships. He averaged 50 points a game and 44 points a game and 38 points a game.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think LeBron would be in the GOAT conversation, and Kevin Durant would not be in the conversation. If he stayed in OKC and they never win it, he would not be viewed as a top 15 player of all time.
I still think that losing as many championships to me takes you out of that. It's not about
that's
going.
That's fine, but you can't tell me that Rick Barry went to nine
championships. All right.
You mean
Jerry West went to nine, right. Okay. And?
Well, he was called Mr. Clutch. He's the dang logo.
Yeah, but that's because he dribbled left-handed.
But I'm just saying. I think you have to agree with me, Rob. I hear your point, but LeBron James has four championships, been to 10 finals. I'm positive he would not be in the GOAT conversation with two rings in Cleveland. And Kevin Durant would be getting ripped right now if he had no rings in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, but you're saying he had no rings. They went to the championship
one
time.
He was there 9 years. got yeah, there
but they
once.
But they did
Who's
go
to say
once.
He was gonna I mean, win? Yeah, but that's not a good
no
record.
There's no guarantee that he wouldn't have gone again. Or
no, of course
won.
There's
I mean,
not.
I'm not.
But
I
the evidence is that he at. Wouldn't. Nah, he was there 9 years. LeBron was in Cleveland 7 years the first time.
Doesn't mean that you can't rip off.
Of course,
two or three.
It
Michael
doesn't
Jordan
mean
was in
that,
Chicago. For
they're
seven
not as good
years,
as
Chris.
Michael Jordan.
No, but he was in Chicago for 7 years and then ripped off three, and then it changed everything.
But Rob,
that's all.
My point. I just presented a hypothetical. I agree. Yeah, if LeBron stays in Cleveland and goes on a Jordan-esque run, he's probably viewed as the GOAT. So I give you that. I'm just saying, if they stayed there and didn't win, they would not be as good. All loyalty. They wouldn't hear this super team mess. But their legacies wouldn't be where they are right now.
I get why Dr. J and the older guys, Walt Clyde Frazier and all these guys, it's just totally against what they were always about, which was beating the best guy, not joining up with them. That's just the mentality. It's different now, Chris. That's just how people are. People like to pile up. The old days, real quick, a fight, it would be one-on-one. Now it's 9-on-1. I'm serious.
No,
like friends will jump on.
You can't accuse these guys.
It'll be
9-on-1.
Like that. That's like cool. Like 9-on-1. Nobody.
No, it'd be
in the
9-on-9. But
it would be like it would
my
be 9-on-1.
Would be much better than your 9.
No, I've seen the 9-on-1. Right? You've seen those videos, 9-on-1.
What that? Don't think that wasn't happening back in the day. You do sound like the old man. Get off my lawn, then.
Nah,
nobody ever got jumped before 2000, right?
No.
Nobody
not like
ever
this.
Got jumped before the year 2000.
No, back
all
then
right,
you just 877, got cut.
877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Should LeBron's player-generated super teams be held against him when discussing the all-time greats? Good conversation. We want to hear your thoughts. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And for the very best, and I do mean very best NFL draft coverage, you're going to have a lot of choices. But make sure you tune in to Fox Sports Radio throughout the first round tomorrow night. Because we'll have the best information man, Jay Glazer, a great draft analyst, Bucky Brooks, a former number two pick, LeVar Arrington, and Fox's own Kevin Burkhart, as they'll be live throughout the first round beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, tomorrow afternoon, evening, night. They'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to all 32 first-round picks. It's going to be terrific. That's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Jay Glazer, Bucky Brooks, LeVar Arrington, Kevin Burkhart, right here on Fox Sports Radio at the iHeartRadio app. All right, Dr. J and LeBron, what are your thoughts? LeBron, the super team, should that be held against him? 877-99 on Fox.
All right, Dwight in Missouri, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dwight?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I love this topic y'all got going tonight. Just let me say this real quick. I listen to your show every night also. Let me say this real quick, fellas. Y'all got to remember that during this particular era, the Celtics was the original super team. Now,
no,
you know,
no, they
KC
weren't.
Boston,
well, KC he means Boston, Bill Russell, I think.
Right,
I think
right.
He's talking
okay,
about
Okay, now LeBron could not.
Is he? Hello?
Did we lose Dwight?
Let me say this, because Rob,
let me say this to you, Rob.
We're losing you. Are you? We're losing you.
Go ahead and try. Let's hear it one more time. Go ahead, Dwight.
Okay, let me say this to you real quick, Rob. I know how much of a hater of LeBron you is. You always want to throw the fact that, you know, Ray Allen, you know, saved him, giving LeBron another championship. But you got to also put this in effect. When Kyrie and Kevin Love got hurt a few years after that, nobody ever brings that up. If LeBron had to go against Golden State,
I talk about it all the time about Steph's championship that he was fortunate that those guys were hurt. I've brought it up before. I picked LeBron when they were down 3-1 to the Warriors. I picked them to win the championship. I'll get the tape for you.
So, what's your point? What are you saying?
Yeah, I just don't know.
What point are you trying to make?
Okay,
we're not, nobody, myself certainly not, and even Rob, nobody's saying there weren't super teams before LeBron went to Miami. What we're saying is his was the first where players pretty much put the team together themselves. Whereas before, they were more generated by management. I got no problem with players doing it, but I'm just saying that's the difference.
Okay, that's fine. Y'all mentioned the empowerment part. Well, LeBron, okay, started the trend because he wants to win. And like you said, Chris, he put money to the side.
But wait, let me say this, though. Before LeBron, it was Tracy McGrady, Tim Duncan, and Grant Hill were going to Orlando. So LeBron didn't invent it. They were all free agents, and they decided that they wanted to go.
But Duncan didn't do it.
But no, Duncan wound up not doing it, but they were all going to go together. The difference is LeBron didn't do it because it was just free agency. He was trying to buck the system. That's what people don't like.
But Rob, if Duncan, McGrady, and Grant Hill had come together, they wouldn't have received the criticism LeBron got. The reason I think LeBron got so much was because he was viewed as the next Michael Jordan. Like, as great as Duncan, Hill, and McGrady were, they weren't what he was. They weren't. Even Duncan. And so I think that was a big part of it, Rob, especially being relatively fresh off of Jordan's career.
Yeah, I think that LeBron had given up on himself and decided that this is the only way he could win. And I don't think that was there. I thought that when those guys were talking about going to Orlando, sure, they wanted to win, but it was like a magic formula or evil potion of trying to win. And I think that's why people have a problem with LeBron's. Free agency is legal, Chris. Nobody's ripping guys for going where they want to go. Tim in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. Love the show.
Thank you, Tim.
Hey, I don't think we should hold against the guys like LeBron and KD moving and creating their teams, but I would like to see more love given to the great players that played before Bird and Magic brought the game back in the NBA. With COVID going on, I got to watch some. I got to watch some old film of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Kareem, you know, you can't go wrong with Kareem, just like you can't go wrong with Michael, LeBron. Kareem changed his game all along the way. And we don't get to see how great of an athlete he was before he changed his game when he got older.
Nah, that's a good call. And I actually think that's part – I could be wrong, speculating, but I think that's part of Dr. J's – recent criticism of like the Nets and the Lakers buying championships. And then with this, with LeBron, he doesn't get the love he should. I think he should be considered to have three championships because he won two in the NBA.
He can get in line with all,
as good as the NBA.
He could get in line with all older players. It's just
how it is. Because all older players weren't as good as Dr. J.
But yeah,
I mean, seriously, he was iconic.
That's just how it is, though. I mean, a lot of guys who were great players.
Magic and Bird get is more love than Dr. J?
I think that happens often. We got people, Rob G doesn't think Magic was any good. There's a lot of
people. Well, that's just Rob G.
Well, but I'm just saying.
You don't hear Dr. J's name bandied about in the top 10 of all time and stuff like that. And I think, you know, he's arguably could be in there. All right, we got George Reister coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3-and-Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3-and-Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got our man. He is a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Also has his own show on Sirius, I believe. My man, George Reister. What up, bro?
What up, man? See, listen, man, I've been looking forward to this all day ever since I got the text, just because. So I put a lot of meat on my smoker, right? And, you know, briskets, pulled pork, all sorts of things, right? And then I was like, man, I feel like some barbecue Odd Couple today, so I was looking forward to it all
day. Really?
I was trying to be nice. I didn't call you. I didn't introduce you as George Wrongster.
That's
yes,
right.
I was trying
yes,
to be nice,
did.
Right?
Yes, no. You did. Because somebody tweeted me, and they said that when you were like, yo, we're going to have George Wrongster on the show in a few minutes. So I know you did it. Somebody snitched on you.
George Wrongster. You know that? Hey, you and Nick Wrong, those are great names for you guys.
All right, let's start here, George. And first of all, your show on Sirius. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Mad Dogs. So it's on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius 82. It's called The Nightcap, 10 p.m. Pacific to midnight. You know, bringing the heat in my own special brand. And you've been on there. Rob has been on there. Had to give Rob a true dose last week. So you know.
All right. Yeah. Let's start. Let's start here, my man. We were just talking about Dr. J's comments about why he didn't put LeBron on his, you know, first two all top five teams. And do you feel like it should be held against LeBron and then, of course, Kevin Durant for building these player generated super teams, you know, when you talk about their legacies and where they rank all time?
Absolutely not. I mean, all right. So first thing with Dr. J is that I wasn't mad because I was like, this is typical old man. I refuse to give the new generation the same type of credit because the only person on his top two, top fives were that had played in the last 20 right. years was a Karl Malone.
And Jordan. It was clearly era driven. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I understood that because we get that a lot from old guys. But here's the point is that it shouldn't be held against them because if you look at the Celtics with all their Hall of Famers, like it wasn't built through free agency, but free agency wasn't what it was. It didn't exist in that time. And had Bird and McHale and Robert Parrish and all that, if they had other options and money options and all of that, they would have probably exercised some of those options.
Totally
as well.
Disagree. I don't believe that.
Some of those guys had
a chance, George. Isaiah Thomas could have gone to play with Patrick Ewing in the Knicks to beat Michael Jordan and refused to go.
I'm talking about two specific super teams. Would you agree that the Celtics in the 80s with all their Hall of Famers and then the Lakers with Worthy, Kareem, and Magic, that was a super team as
Nobody, I don't believe, would say there weren't super teams before
They just weren't built in the same way. They weren't player generated.
Right.
And that's because players didn't have the same power as they do now. Like free agency wasn't as rampant. And players didn't have the flexibility, and the money wasn't the same. So you used to only be able to make real money on the coast. And now, if you're the best player and you're Giannis, you don't mind being in Milwaukee if you feel like that's home. If you're Kevin Durant, you can go to.
Well, no,
you know,
but hold on. Isaiah Thomas stayed in Detroit.
He did. He could have gone to New York and played with Patrick
Ewing. Dr. J stayed in Philly. Right. It wasn't like you had the guys in Houston, Moses Malone, Elijah.
And Houston wasn't a top 10 city back then like it is now with its population.
So, but the whole point is the question that you asked was, should it be held against LeBron? And the answer is no, because there were super teams prior to that with the Celtics
right.
and the Lakers.
I agree with you on that. He did what his management could not do.
Yep.
His management couldn't build a team, so he did it himself. Yeah.
And the thing that Dr. J should really forget the fact that he didn't put LeBron in either of his top fives, right? The most glaring problem is the fact that he got Michael Jordan on second team.
Well, like I said, that first team was people he grew up watching. He didn't play against any of them. That's all. Right. Let's get to the NFL draft because we're running out of time. You gotta take. Now, look, Rob and I have said on here, it's a crapshoot when you talk about these quarterbacks. I mean, we get all the film and interviews and – breaking down this and that, right? But who knows? Nobody knew Tom Brady was going to become what he did. Nobody knew Aaron Rodgers was going to become what he did. Even Pat Mahomes. So it's a crapshoot. So I'm not going to kill you for this take. But you got to explain this and why. You have got Stanford's Davis Mills.
Yep.
Ahead of BYU Zach Wilson, who is, by all reports, going to be the second pick in the draft, the New York Jets. And Davis Mills is what? Third, fourth round?
I think I would take Stephanie Mills before him.
Oh, you are
Chris
crazy.
Mills.
All right, see, this is true.
General
so
Mills.
No, but Mills. Very
so nice. Explain it to us.
Okay, so you guys haven't had a chance to watch him play. And at Stanford, he was a five-star quarterback coming out. He's got all the measurables. And Stanford quarterbacks, typically, because the complication of their offense, they do well in the NFL. And he's got all the physical tools, right? And you look at Zach Wilson. He makes the throws. He had a sexy workout. All of these things. But prior to last year, he hadn't done anything in college to make anybody believe that he could possibly be a top pick. And then the pandemic hits. BYU changes its schedule to because they're an independent. They play a poor schedule compared to what they normally would. And then he blows up, right? He goes crazy. And except for in the Coastal Carolina game, which is the only ranked team that they played, and he played poorly. And then you add in the fact that, if you were casting a Disney movie for a Disney football movie, you would pick him. He's got so much quarterback space. And then the same things that they criticized Josh Rosen for it. Oh, he's got to have all the answers. He got to be coached a certain way. All of that. It's the same thing that they criticized Josh Rosen for. And I'm not saying that.
So I hear you. I mean, this is good. Again, I'm not killing you. I doubt Rob is, because, again, it's a crapshoot. But you can't be the only one who knows this. Why are we hearing his name or anything? I'm talking about Davis Mills. Davis.
Oh no! He will be a surprise
Mills
pick. It's just the fact that there are five quarterbacks that are going to go in round one, and I don't think that's happened since '99 when you had Couch, Achilles Smith, Donovan McNabb, Cade McNown, and Culpepper.
How did that work out? My goodness!
All going
Rob,
to top 12.
Think about that. None of those dudes panned out.
Well, no,
other than McNabb. Other than McNabb.
Yeah, and
Culpepper had a good
career.
He had a good run in Minnesota, and then that was it.
That team,
I was
if
shocked
kicker
at
didn't
how,
miss
how he fell off.
Yeah.
Because he was great with Moss.
Yeah, injuries will do that to a player. But the thing I don't think that people are focusing on in this draft is that five quarterbacks are going to go pretty early. But the statistics show that there is about a 0% chance that all of them will be good.
Right, agreed.
That you have two of them that you'll probably get starters out of. One of them could be a journeyman backup, and then two of them are just going to wash out of the league.
So let me ask you this, because we don't have much time left. If you were running a team, where would you draft Davis Mills?
I would draft him in the end of the first or beginning of the second round.
So would you – let me ask it this way. What quarterback – right? Like you got – he would be the sixth quarterback that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Where would you rank him among the quarterbacks?
I would rank him fourth. Okay. I would have Trevor Lawrence one, Justin Fields two, Trey Lance three, Davis Mills, and then – and then Zach Wilson, and then after that, I would have
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones, who I'm not in love with him.
Okay. All right. Well, all look, right, Rob, are you gonna kill him? Because we said it's a crapshoot. I mean,
it's a crapshoot. So
you could look like a genius.
We'll wait to hear how this draft shakes out, and then what
think
happens.
About this. Think about
we'll
this.
Bring so you real, back if he's quick. Great, and we'll bring you back if he never sees the light of day.
Yeah, so super, super, super quick, though, is that is that even Trevor Lawrence, because a lot of it is
situation.
He's
not a guarantee, right?
No, no, his talent is a guarantee, but he's going to a rookie head coach in the NFL who's already made him a mistake understanding people and his and right. NFL locker room with the strength and conditioning coach. Right. We had Urban, I'm sorry, we had the most successful college coach fail in the NFL. So there's no guarantee that Trevor Lawrence is going to be put in a position to succeed despite everything about him saying that he's a can't-miss product.
No, agreed. All right, my man, George Reister.
Thank
See,
you, George.
I didn't say George Wrongster.
That's
George
right. We Reister. Cut you a break.
Fox Always Reister, Radio. Never wrong.
Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Also, check him out on his show on Mad Dog Radio.
That's I never miss
man.
His show on Mad Dog Radio. I never listen to it, so I never miss it.
All right, my man.
All right, George.
Peace,
All right.
brother. We'll bring you on in 3 years when Davis Mills has never taken an NFL snap in a real game.
All right,
brother. Buddy. See you later.
All right. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's the Odd Couple wrapping up a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, let's end here. We obviously got the NFL draft coming up tomorrow, and there are reports, or at least one report, that the New England Patriots are trying to move up into the top 10 to take Justin Fields, the quarterback out of Ohio State. You like it?
I mean, any time you have a chance for in their situation, Cam is just going to be a stopgap, not right. long term. He's played a long time, so I don't think that that's a bad move by them. You know, he might not play this year, so if you play Cam, see what happens, and then after that year, you could get him ready and have him ready to go. You know, so that makes sense to me. If I were them, I would do it.
I agree. I mean, and look, honestly, whether it's Justin Fields, I kind of like Mac Jones in that, you know, with Bill Belichick. I mean, yeah, okay, I'm thinking Tom Brady wasn't that athletic. Tom Brady was obviously smart and same thing, you know, accurate. Same thing goes for Mac Jones. He probably worked there too. But I just think the notion of moving up to get a quarterback, whichever one it is, of those five. I'm not like George Reister including Davis Mills in there. But, you know, I get a quarterback, Rob. And like you said, let him learn a year for a year under Cam Newton. Learn your system. They got to get a quarterback. You know, it's just the bottom line. And so this is a draft that's heavy in quarterbacks, we think. And I say you go get one. Yeah, Justin Fields be great because he does give you a part of his game, an aspect of his game that not many do, where he can run, he's versatile, he's accurate himself. So I'd like to see, you know, Bill Belichick with another good quarterback, assuming one of these rookies is going to be good or one of these draft picks.
Well, he had Garoppolo. Remember, he was there and was ready.
I wouldn't even mind seeing that. I mean, you know, there's talk that, I mean, it's probably maybe unfounded, but that maybe, you know, a trade could be in the works. But even if they don't trade Garoppolo this year, you know, if they trade him, maybe the Patriots could get him in the future. But I'd love to see Jimmy G back in New England just to see what would happen. Now, his problem, though, is that he just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, he's had the problem. That's a big problem, but he has done nothing but win,
right?
You know, when he has played. So I'm sure, I know when the year they got to the Super Bowl, Bill Belichick felt pretty good about himself. Do you know what I mean? That he had picked this guy and to be the heir apparent. And while it didn't happen, I'm sure he got a little more clout, you know, with ownership when he said, you see my guy right there? That's the guy I was trying to tell you about. You know what I mean?
Right. They, you know, they expecting Cam to have a better year. But I think it'd be a smart move, Rob, if they got a quarterback.
I just got to see if Cam is going to be all the way healthy. That's all.
Well,
I don't think he was. I think he still wasn't
last
himself.
Year. I mean, the COVID shook him up. But
yeah, I'm just not so sure about his arm. I'm still not sure about his arm.
But if it wasn't healthy last year, when's it going to be healthy? He's been off enough, you know? We'll see. All right, iCouple, go to iTunes, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, download, subscribe, 5 stars, and a comment. Stay tuned for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!